I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack this thought about sports, faith, and life. During the first 8 weeks of the NFL season, we've seen 15 backup quarterbacks come in for the original starter. Regardless of the situation, every one of them entered with a weakness. There is a reason they weren't the starter to begin with, and there is some flaw in their game that initially caused them to be a backup. So, when the backup becomes the starter, the coaches have the responsibility to figure out a way to hide their quarterback's weakness. If a player can't throw the deep ball as well as the previous starter, they put in plays for shorter routes. If a player isn't as mobile, they add more protection. The coaches don't want their players' weaknesses to be revealed, and they do the best they can to conceal any shortcomings. In life, we have a similar approach because our default action is to conceal any of our shortcomings, only show our best sides, and hide any of our weaknesses. Although it's common to not want to appear weak or vulnerable or broken, if we follow Jesus, our perspective on weaknesses should be so much different. By looking through the lens of the Bible, we don't have to hide or pretend like we have it all together. While acknowledging our weakness and recognizing our brokenness, Jesus comes in to heal us and shine through us. We can confidently and even boastfully reveal our shortcomings as we surrender to our Savior Jesus and allow His power to take over. The Apostle Paul writes in the Bible how each time God told him, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." So Paul says, "Now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." Today, there is freedom when we stop pretending like we have it all together and instead rely on the one who actually is strong and does his best work in our brokenness. I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack that.
For more faith and sports, visit unpackingit.com.